dwelling on wedge issues rather than focusing on real solutions. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, recently, Representative Emanuel Cleaver, a Democrat from Missouri, recently claimed that the Republicans' failure to extend long-term unemployment benefits to Americans is vulgar. He also said that, unfortunately, we have a lot of people in elective office who are not willing to help those who are in trouble, and the recovery has been good for Wall Street. He went on to say that 1% of the American people has benefited or had 95% of the recovery, and 95% of the public has had no recovery at all. Now, either Democrat Representative Emanuel Cleaver is rather naive or purposely deceptive. First of all, no nation in the history of planet Earth has helped those suffering from economic hardships, either in this country or around the world, than the United States of America. Second of all, no group of people has fought against the implementation of economic principles which would reignite economic growth and prosperity than Democrats, particularly the 70 communists who reside in the Congress. To simply clamor for the extension of unemployment benefits while refusing to support economic growth is helping to set the nation up for an economic collapse and eliminating the ability to help anyone. We the people are still waiting for President Obama to approve the Keystone Pipeline, which the United States State Department has recognized would create possibly 42,000 jobs. A few years ago, I proposed on a page from the Edwards Notebook and to a few representatives to push for the lowering of the United States corporate tax rate and always keep it just below the lowest rate of any major economic competitor around the world. If implemented when first proposed, our nation would now be experiencing massive economic growth and scads of new jobs. But that idea went nowhere, just like most good ideas which would increase real opportunities. So if Representative Cleaver and others sincerely want to help unemployed Americans, perhaps reestablishing America as the land of opportunity, as opposed to the land of wedge issues like unemployment benefits. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with an
shall not be in friend, shall not be in friend, shall not be in friend.
Shall not be in friend. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol that you are going to get by setting it up on your computer, but it's going to be going to your mobile phone. Doesn't have to be a smartphone. And with this, you can set up every facet of your day. But what Civil Dispatch does, it cuts them out from the rest of the herd, is that all based on your locale, it's going to let you know about the things you can't possibly imagine, that there's no way to plan for: the terrorist attack, flash flood, earthquake, tornado, all those things. You're going to find out about them. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there's no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. Well, if this would just come on, I could actually proceed. Hey, Magnum, can you give me just a little itty-bitty-bitty gain? Because the RBN side is a little weaker than it was yesterday. As I try to... There we go. There it comes. All right. This is what we're going to talk about here is not necessarily about gun control, but it does that. Yes, that's much better. Thank you. It does have a whole lot to do with the liberal mindset. And these are the ones that propose gun control. OK, this is how stupid this is. OK, this is coming. This is an old story. It's about 6 or 7 months old. But there was a guy named Professor Noel Nadiev, and I'm not sure that I'm even pronouncing his name right, Nadiev. And he received a standing ovation. It was his last day teaching at the Massachusetts College of Art and Design, and he received a standing ovation when he told his class, which, by the way, the good professor is a Caucasian, he told his class that white males are a cancer and they should kill themselves. Which I guess would be gun violence. To his class, he said, "If you are a white male, you don't deserve to live. You are a cancer. You're a disease. White males have never contributed anything positive to the world. They only murder, exploit, and oppress non-whites. At least a white woman can have sex with a black man and make a brown baby. What can a white male do? He's good for nothing. Slavery, genocides against aboriginal peoples, and massive land confiscation, the Inquisition, the Holocaust. White males are all to blame. You maintain your white male privilege only by oppressing, discriminating against, and enslaving others." This was written about by a pilgrim named Ivan Fernando, and he wrote a piece at the Diversity Report, and he called Nadiev's comments sound and reasonable. Words that resonate with every enlightened and progressive mind. They are indisputable and no one can debate them. And anyone who objects to his to his outrageous call, are far-right extremists. Fernando spoke to Professor Nadia about his statement in a phone interview. According to his account, he doubled down on his comments, attributing criticism to white supremacist attitudes. The goal of destroying the white race is simply so desirable it boggles the mind trying to understand how anyone could possibly object to it. He went on to explain that those who object to his call for genocide are themselves white supremacists. They wish to go on oppressing and exploiting other races and maintaining their own privileged positions of power. That is the conscious and somewhat subconscious motivation of all of my critics. That's why they object to destroying the cancer of humanity known as the white race, that ugly disease which dares to call itself a people and a culture. When asked if only white males need to be exterminated, Nadia said the entire race needs to be wiped off the face of the earth. Obviously, all whites need to be destroyed, but why not start with white males? They're behind the history's greatest atrocities, while acknowledging in rather colorful terms that black men like to have sex with white women. Eventually, white women can breed out, but my feeling is that if you are a white male, you should kill yourself now. If you are a thoughtful person with a social consciousness who considers himself white, you will consider suicide. It is the right thing to do. He read an email he supposedly received from someone who took offense at his suggestion and called it absurd and irrational, and Fernando apparently agreed with Nadia's assessment. He also slammed Christianity, Jesus Christ, and the celebration of Christmas. Christmas in white culture disgusts me. I hate this time of year so much. This was in November of 2013. I hate going outside and seeing Christmas trees or Christmas lights. They should be banned. A Christmas tree is just one notch above a burning cross, in my opinion, which is Christian, which he hates, which I don't understand why, He's been described as a one-time steelworker, Marxist activist. But he's always been expressing this desire to abolish the white race, while at the same time not appearing to be willing to lead by example. He told Fernando that the reaction to his little speech has been largely positive. Perhaps we're finally coming to an awareness in this country that the cancer known as a white race must be obliterated, especially in the form of white males. I'd like to put all white males in concentration camps and work them to death, just like they've done to everyone else. When they're all dead, we can throw a party and dance around their corpses. Fernando said in agreement, I certainly hope so. I hope you are right. If so, it is the dawning of a new era of peace and progress. I'm getting messages on Facebook now. What's this guy's name? So I'm going to spell it. Let me spell the good professor's name. Noel, N-O-E-L. And then last name, India Golf November Alpha Tango Echo. Excuse me, Tango India Echo Victa. I-G-N-A-T-I-E-V. Who? nothing like it. Now look, I understand you liberals loathe yourselves, but if you're going to go out there and advocate that your entire line is eradicated, do it while you're pouring gasoline over your head. Lead by example. Don't get out there and advocate for genocide. You have no idea what you're talking about. And you're calling on it for yourself? You want somebody to roll up and say, hey, white dude, in the name of peace, we're going to kill you. Are you going to go, thanks, brother. Thank you for helping me out with my peace. These are the guys. This is the mindset that gets out there and says reasonable and common sense gun control. This is a beautiful example of it. These are the same guys that are out there right now turning the banks against the gun industry. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? All in the name of total information. I just want you to understand the mindset of the people you're dealing with. How do you get reason and common sense out of somebody with that kind of mindset? We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Own a gun, the attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go straight to the phones. John in Tennessee. Yes, sir.
Oh, hello, Bill. This guy is conflicted.
Yes, he is.
You want to know why? I got it figured out, Bill.
Okay, let me have it.
I'm a work guy. His name, Noel, we think of Christmas when we hear that name, but it's actually a Hebrew name. It's two words. It's No, N-O, which means the arrival of, and El, which is a Hebrew name for God. So his first name means the arrival of God. Now, he's anti-white, okay?
Anti-Christian.
Okay, his last name, Ignatieff, I-G, and let me tell me if I got this right, I-G-N-A-T-I-V-E.
E-V-E-E-V.
I'm sorry, say that again, I-G-N-A...
T-I-E-V.
I-E-D.
V, okay. V as in Victor, I-E-V.
Okay, well, it doesn't change the meaning. His name means a mountain people native. So this guy is the arrival of God, mountain people. He's conflicted. He is really conflicted, calling for the eradication of the white male.
Which he is one of.
Right, but what he's doing, see, he's a wussy with a different letter.
Yes.
That is actually afraid of what he may believe is coming, so he's doing everything he can right now to get in good graces. Hey, I called for this a long time ago. Please spare my life.
Yeah,
it's crazy to think that the guy that is anti-Christian has got a Hebrew name that his parents apparently, if they knew, I've said for years, be careful what you name your children because names mean things. So his name means the arrival of God, and he's calling for the eradication of everything Christian. And part of me, Bill, I agree with him as far as Christmas, the way that we celebrate it, because it's pagan. The book says not to cut a tree down in the woods, not to prop it up in the house, not to light it with lights, because that's what the pagans did. That's what the people that weren't pleasing to God did. And we've taken that into Christmas and consider it to be a beautiful thing when we're literally disobeying the Bible by doing it. And even churches, bring them into the church, prop them up, light them with electric lights made in China by Christians that are in prison for being a Christian, and go to Walmart, the all-American store, and buy these lights made by prisoners in a pagan country and celebrate a Christian birth. I mean, it's idiocy to me. But anyway,
well,
guy needs
he's not against Christmas, though, just because of the lights. He's against the whole idea of it. He's against the idea of Christ, Christianity, and for some reason, he wants to lead with his demographic as the ones that go out first. And
I would go so far as to say, Bill, that he's, you know, he may not be able to procreate. Yes, white women can marry black men and make brown babies.
Sure.
You know, white men could marry brown women and make brown babies too. This guy may not be able to marry someone of a different color, and neither one of them have a child, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yes, I think, like all things that come from that mindset, this is projection. I don't know. I believe that he probably loathes himself. And the fact that he went out, this was his last speech as he retired in November of last year. The fact that this, and he was teaching at a college of arts and design, which, I just wonder where the theological and genocidal part of it comes in when you're learning how to design a website, so.
Beautiful paintings or beautiful clothes, you know, I mean, but here's the thing. Isn't it sad that we've come to a point in this country where we're sending our kids to university thinking that we're going to improve their education, and we're literally giving them over to be changed. There was a guy at Walmart. I'll tell you this, and then I'll go away. He's walking out of Walmart with his son. They both got on Ducats. And you could tell the way they were walking, they just bought the Ducats. They had tags on them, and they're coming out putting their Ducats on. I said, oh, someone's going to Duke. I'm walking in. Yes, my son just got accepted to Duke. I looked at the boy. And I said, you know, you need to be careful. I said, college is to be avoided at all expense, in any way possible. And his father looked at me and said, how can you say that he's going to Duke? I said, because if he's not careful, he's going to come home in 4 years and you're not going to know who he is. And I pointed my finger at the kid and I said, if you're not careful, you're going to forget everything your dad taught you. You need to be very careful because university is one out of many. And we're supposed to be different. Whatever we do, be different. Don't let someone tell you what you ought to think. Think for yourself. So anyway,
Let me tell you about the value of a college education. When I got out of the military, I went into the vending business, and I was delivering various things, bread, milk, eggs, soda. And I decided I wanted to up my lot in life, and I wanted to be a wine salesman because they looked so sharp, and I knew they made a fair amount of money doing it. So I go there, and I have a military background. I have a background in sales. I was selling before I went in the military. I was selling after I got out. And I go in there and interview for it, and everything's going swimmingly, and then he asked me what my college degree is in. And I said, my college degree? And he said, well, yes, your college degree. We require that all of our salespeople have a college degree. I said, what college degree covers taking three bottles of one selected wine out of a box and sitting it in the back of the older wine and dusting off the wine that's already there with a duster? He said, well, it doesn't have to be pertaining to marketing or anything. You could have a degree in phys ed. And wow. I sat back there for a moment, and I'm just asking myself. I looked at him, and I said, well, thanks for your time and mine. I wish you told me that before I got here and wasted all this time selling myself. I don't have a college degree. But what I've got is something that you can't be taught in school. I've got experience. But, hey, good luck to you.
And that's me. When I came out of the military, I was a weapons guy, bombs and rockets. When I came out of the military, I couldn't get a job on a loading dock because I was overexperienced. I had too much experience. You're 22. Where'd you get the knowledge? How have you done all this stuff? I said, it's called life. I've lived more life in 4 years than you'll do in 50.
In the Army, they do more before 8 a.m. before everybody does all day.
Yeah, I hear you. All right.
Thanks for the call, John.
Bye.
A while back, I did an interview on the radio station that is with WorldNet Daily, and when I did it, I put out this thing. There was an inquiry put out by the DOD looking for AK-47 magazines and AK-47, 7.62x39 ammo. And they wanted to buy thousands of magazines and hundreds of thousands of rounds. And I knew that along with that, they were buying AK-47s. And then when that interview was done, they did the full write-up in WorldNet Daily, where they put me out there and put my picture up there on the website and everything else. And Gun Owners of America was sort of not really besieged, but there were a couple of people calling in saying, what's his source? And I would not give up my source, because that's how you keep sources. You don't give them up. And so everybody was like, that's sort of out there, isn't it? I mean, nobody in the military uses AK-47s. Well, when I get back, here comes my vindication. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. As I set it up in the last segment, I did an interview that ended up on WorldNet Daily. And when it ended up on WorldNet Daily, a lot of people were calling Gun Owners of America, wanting to know my source, which I would not give up my source. See, there's this thing called OPSEC. Operational security. If you know a secret, as in this particular case, my source, the way you keep it secret is you just never tell anybody. That is OPSEC. Most people can't do that. That doesn't make me special. It does make me sort of stubborn. I was referring to this apparent stockpiling of a requisition order that had gone out looking for AK-47 magazines and 7.62 by 39 ammo. And at that time, based upon what was going on, which was the Syrian thing, it was my belief that we were going to arm Syrian rebels, which meant we were going to arm Al-Qaeda operatives. And everybody's like, how can we be? Because we knew some of the Syrian rebels, because we fought them in when they were members of Al-Qaeda. So that has gone and passed. There was no real controversy to it. Everybody's just like, oh, well, he's not gonna show his source, so how can we even believe this? Okay, here we go. Coming out of the New York Times, guess what they discovered? They discovered something that has been in existence since before I was born, because we've had an active role in the United States within the CIA of arming people that we perceive to be on our side, going all the way back to the Bay of Pigs. And all of a sudden, everybody is discovering the Midwest Depot, which is a code name used by the CIA for a facility located somewhere in the United States. I say it's in Texas, where they stockpile and distribute untraceable weapons to various people across the planet. And this actually survived. This survived without any mention whatsoever until a 2007 essay on the 20th anniversary of the Iran-Contra affair. A congressional investigator noted that the facility where the CIA had handled missiles bound for Iran remained classified even as other incredible things were unveiled during the hearings. 3 years ago, it became public, and it's actually at a place called Camp Stanley, an Army weapons depot just north of San Antonio and the former Kelly Air Force Base, though its purpose has remained unclear. But a retired CIA analyst, Alan Thompson, put together a little bit of documentation suggesting that it's most likely the home of the Midwest Depot. He said, "I have worried about the extent to which the U.S. has spread small arms around over the decades to various parties it supported. Such weapons are pretty durable. After the cause du jour passed, where did they go? To be a little dramatic about it, how many of those AK-47s and RPG-7s we see Islamists waving around today pass through the Midwest Depot on their way to freedom fighters in past decades?" Spokespeople for the Pentagon and the CIA declined to comment on this. A public affairs officer for Camp Stanley said its mission was to be a weapons storage and testing facility for the military. There is no outward indication of what would be one of the CIA's three known facilities in the United States, along with its headquarters in Langley, Virginia, and Camp Perry, a military base near Williamsburg, Virginia, known by its code name, The Farm, that is believed to be used for training. Camp Stanley has a low-key gated entrance. A few nondescript warehouses are visible from its perimeter fence. Rows of bunkers are nestled deeper into the base, according to satellite images. All of this really began to come to light when a lawsuit was brought by a guy named Kevin Shipp, a CIA official who had lived with his family in a government-owned house there a decade earlier. His family grew severely ill from exposure to a toxin, possibly from mold in the house, though the base is environmentally contaminated. Their possessions were destroyed. He filed a lawsuit against the CIA, but the Justice Department invoked the state secrets privilege to block it, warning against disclosing to a consultant his identity or any connection between his employer and the location. The New York Times identified Camp Stanley as a CIA site in 2011 based on the court records from a related insurance lawsuit. Mr. Shipp tried to write a memoir, but the CIA blocked it, or they blacked out large parts about his family's experiences. His son Joel Shipp, noting that he signed no confidentiality agreement, said he was writing his own memoir and wanted to sell the movie rights, said he still suffered health problems from his teenage years, confirming that the CIA had sent his family to Camp Stanley, which he called a secret base, which had been used for illegal arms running and chemical weapons storage. You see, my problem when this requisition came out is that the AK, the reason you arm freedom fighters, if you will, or rebels, or Al-Qaeda, or whoever it is, the reason you arm them with the AK is because it is an incredibly simple weapon to operate. The internals of it, if you have some sort of a malfunction, are so wide open that it's a relative dream to clear that malfunction. And this is why a lot of people pick this, because one, it's very durable. Two, it's very easy to run. The only problem with arming these people, I mean, when the Russians were in Afghanistan, we gave the Taliban Stingers. We backed Osama bin Laden. We backed Manuel Noriega. We have backed more. We backed Saddam Hussein during the Iraq-Iran war. So anytime we go out there and we arm somebody, it sort of seems like their track record with picking our friends is somewhat spotty. And arming these cats with AK-47s is the same thing as running guns with Fast and Furious, to me. Because that means one day we're going to face these guns again, but we're going to face them from the business end. The combatants may be shot down, but the gun survives. And we're giving them out, and we're stockpiling them, and then we send them out to our friends. And then later on down the road, we face our friends on the field. And that's insanity to me. But for all of those out there that may have heard that interview and read that article on WorldNet Daily, there you go. My source is still intact. It's out there in the open now. Enjoy. We need to look at some of these things with alarm, because when we enter into a military activity, are we sending our people across a vast expanse to go face weapons we provided? Is that what we're doing? So, when you consider that, when you hear about rebels being armed or something, that's where it's coming from. It's coming from Camp Stanley, just outside of San Antonio near Kelly Air Force Base, and it didn't come from me. That's coming from the New York Times. I'm just quoting. My source is still secure. I maintain the OPSEC. It wasn't a big deal when it happened, but I was sort of sitting back saying, really? You can't figure this out for yourself? But there it is. There it is. We've been doing it for a while. This is where the template for Fast and Furious came from. They've seen the way the CIA does it. They figured out how they could do it, so they go ahead and do it. They didn't fill out requisition forms or anything. They did it under the auspice of law enforcement. And guess what? The similarity is here. We get to face these guns again. We will see them again. They will keep getting found across the U.S. border. They'll keep killing our law enforcement. All in the name of an agenda. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever. Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at AdamsArms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior. Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Looking a little deeper into Operation Choke Point, we're figuring out how they're doing this. They've put together a list of what they subjectively consider to be undesirable businesses. Undesirable to them, undesirable to the Department of Justice, the FDIC, and the Federal Trade Commission. And, you know, they've lumped firearms into this category. And because they've done that, there's a lot of people that are out there saying, how can you associate this with that? Well, you know what? These are all legal businesses, lawful. We may not like them, but they are legal. Now, right now, it's not quite as bad in the gun industry, what they're doing. They seem to be going primarily right now, to, and I guess just to see how far they can take this, by going after the ones that they think are the low-hanging fruit, which is the payday lenders and the porn industry. And this is what they do. They flood payment companies with that provide processing service to those industries with subpoenas, civil investigative demands, and other burdensome and costly legal demands. This coming from Jason Oxman, CEO of the Electronic Transactions Association. He says the theory behind this enforcement program increased the legal and compliance costs of serving certain disfavored merchant categories, and payment companies will simply stop providing service to such merchants. And it's working. Payments companies across the country are cutting off service to the categories of merchants thus far, payday lenders, and porn has been the most frequent target. But the gun industry is in there, and this is sort of like a denial of service attack that would be leveled at a website where they flood them with just so many hits or something to where it just takes it down. They're flooding their stuff in order to get them kicked out of banking institutions and kicked out of payment servicing institutions. In a recent American Banker op-ed, former Federal Deposit Insurance Corp. Chairman William M. Isaac called it a direct assault on the democratic system and free market economy. In a March 2013 hearing before a Senate Banking Subcommittee, Senator David Vitter, out of Louisiana, pointed out the obvious that the DOJ had no statutory authority to be doing this. And they are targeting firearms dealers. And they're drawing the ire of Second Amendment advocates. As one angrily put it, the current Attorney General, who has been found to be in contempt of Congress after failing to provide subpoenaed documents in the Fast and Furious scandal, which his department was involved in trafficking thousands of guns across the U.S.-Mexico border that resulted in the deaths of hundreds of Mexicans and at least two federal agents, has now been caught in yet another scandal. For the past several months, the DOJ has been putting pressure on banks in a program referred to as Operation Choke Point to not provide services that the Justice Department is targeting politically. Among those businesses are gun stores. As this further comes out, it will, first of all, the DOJ is going to have to articulate the reconciliation of these investigations against the First and Second Amendment. The First Amendment is sometimes offended by deliberately burdensome investigations, even in the civil context, when the investigation is aimed at a category of speech or speakers. I mean, they allow the Southern Poverty Law Center to label everybody out there that they don't like, that somebody doesn't like, as a hate group. I belong to a hate group because I belong to Gun Owners of America. My boss is one of the top 10 hateful people, I think, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center. He's so hateful, that Larry Pratt. And this denial of service that they're targeting at these gun companies, in some cases, they can, you know, fall back, regroup, and find a bank to handle them, find a credit card payment, but they will follow them wherever they go while this is ongoing. And this is the same thing that Chicago did with gun shops, as an example, where they made it so burdensome to open a gun shop in Chicago that there are no gun shops in Chicago. I mean, they just had to have one of their own Supreme Court justices or some, I don't remember what he was, but his last name is Chang, and he got out there and said, you've got to allow gun shops in Chicago. You've got to allow them. Second Amendment commerce is constitutional. Now, this has received very little legal commentary so far. This is partly everybody's fault, definitely mine. I can't stand to watch C-SPAN. I'm sure if I'd watched C-SPAN, I would have seen something about this, but I don't watch it. I don't like to watch the C-SPAN. It's not quite that gripping enough for me to be able to watch all of this stuff coming on. And as long as this administration, and this is going to be the executive branch that I said, they're going to obfuscate everything they possibly can. Everything they possibly can. But this is akin to book burning. This is somebody on high deciding that this is undesirable, so let's find a way to do away with it. Some of you are out there saying, but Bill, payday lending places are evil. Yes, but there's a market for it. Online gambling is illegal. Yes, but there's a market for it. We're not supposed to be in charge of each other's morals. That's something that lies within you. You can't legislate morality. You can't control behavior. The one constitutional amendment that tried that got repealed. You just can't do it. And we shouldn't do it. We shouldn't do it. If we're the United States of America, we should be sitting back and saying, hey, you can be whatever you want to be. And you'll pay the price later on down the road, I guess. And I find it interesting that the liberals are the one doing this because they're the ones that advocate it. They're the ones that, you know, they're the ones with the, you know, they're the ones going out there and playing, doing gambling games with your lives. They're the ones behind the BLM. They're the ones behind the EPA. So, I have two trains of thought concerning this, too. If they're this hard up to figure out a way to fight the gun industry, which is still flourishing despite their best efforts, then they might have put this together and lumped guns and the gun industry and firearms and ammo and all this other stuff in there with all of these quote-unquote undesirable or unfavorable businesses to make it look like something else that needs another way of being vilified. And our job here is simply to remember constitutionally, whether we like them or not, they are legal. If we're all born free, if we have all of these God-given rights, it is not up to me and you to decide what the other people do with them. And that's why we need to fight this Operation Choke Point. There's a way to beat back all of these undesirable industries if you feel that, vehement against it. Just don't partake in it. Let your wallet vote for it or not. But certainly uphold the First and the Second and all of them. Let's flip into the next hour. When we get back, when we're going to talk about Hillary Clinton as presidential run 2016 begins. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.